Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Man, oh man, you want to talk about some good baseball we're watching right now. Holy crap, are things going well? This is just a, it's just a hijinks and hilarity right now at Minute Maid. They look, the Detroit Tigers, this mismatch of, mishmash, or whatever the hell it is it's a beating them 14-4 so far in the two-game series. Tonight, your boy Lance better step up tonight.
That's the only guy who can pitch. Odorizzi's. Stinky Grinky. Your guy Urquidy with his 5.0. Here comes Lance rolling in with his 1.0.
Urquidy tomorrow night.
With his 1.8 ERA. Friday night. Just like, here, I'll save y'all's asses. Fine.
Well, he better.
But, I mean, he better win 2-0. Or 2-1, because right now the bats haven't been going.
No, the bats suck right now. They've scored 2-3, 2-2 in the four straight losses. I mean, just awful.
Can the A's come
everything.
Back?
And
can
they're
the
just,
A's come back?
Holy crap, how many home runs in the first seven games? They gave up 3 home runs. And in these last 4, they've given up 11. Man.
Yeah. They got bombed out 3 times yesterday. 2 on Odorizzi, 1 on... Odorizzi just really is not. I don't. Either he has terrible stuff or he's not ready, because he was hanging up putts yesterday.
Well, he said he's got to talk to Verlander, because he's, you know, Verlander had that issue too, where he likes to work up in the zone and get guys to chase stuff, and they were chasing it out of the park. Everybody was chasing the pitches that Odorizzi was throwing. He said though he's got to talk to Verlander about how he goes about that.
Well, he's got to have better biting stuff too. Like he's got to. Everything was hanging up in the zone for him, and it wasn't good. I mean, stuff wasn't good. And then, you know, when you look at, and then Abreu came in and looked good and then didn't, you know, kind of like last year where he was very up and down. So right now you actually do need Lance McCullers to come in and stop the bleeding from a run standpoint the other way and just give your offense a chance. If you need a 3-2, then get a 3-2, a 3-1. You may have to win that way right now, because the bats have gotten way quiet relative to how they started. And McCullers needs a good start. They have not had a good start for a while since Lance.
Yeah, well, these 4 games, you're right.
Yeah, no. Since Lance. Yeah. No. Javier had one.
They skipped Javier.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why this is going on.
Well, no, the last good start was Javier. He won 6-1 against Oakland.
That was before Lance's.
That was their last. That was after Lance's. And Lance had a good start as well in L.A. But this is really, let's see. This is really awful right now. This is really awful. No, Greinke had to start in L.A. So they really haven't had a good start in a while. Not for this 4-game homestand. They've given up 6, 7, 6, and 8. And last night was just an ass whooping by a team that you just have not one guy. I mean, Scope was an Oriole, but other than that, this is a bunch of misfits, and AJ's doing a hell of a job again with a team that's, well, this team came in on a 4-game losing streak.
And the Astros are 6-5 and they're 5-6.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, well, everyone came in. Yeah, the Astros put the A's on a losing streak, and then you know, you had teams on losing streaks. No, A's playing better now, obviously. Well, they had been. They're 5-7 right now, 1-6 at home. But, ooh, how about the run differential on the A's, what the Astros put on them? -26, worst in baseball. The Astros, worst in baseball. The Astros kicked their asses so bad, it got them started into the worst run differential in all of baseball.
Yeah, well, then they went to the Dodgers right after that.
And then they got a slap in there, too.
They slap in there. Do you make anything of... So the first 3 games of the homestand against the A's, 21,700, which is half of what they can fit in there.
Yeah.
21-7, 21-7, 21-7, the first 3 games.
Yeah.
Last 2 games, 15-7, 17.
Well, but that always happens. Remember the first series?
So what I'm saying is regardless of what your capacity is, there'll be only 15,000 people there.
Well, I think fewer people even think about going.
Yeah,
right,
probably.
Or they think I can't get tickets, so I wouldn't put too much. I don't put too much into that. I don't think there's anything even.
Well, not only that,
that's on par with the same thing about.
It's a Monday and Tuesday night against the Tigers.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, our friends from Belize are in town. I think they're going tonight to the game.
They are,
if I remember correctly. Yeah, McCool and Kelly, they brought their two kids in, and you know their kids haven't been able to do hardly anything. They've been, you know, in Belize, your kids weren't even allowed to come outside. Basically, it was so hardcore, the lockdown. They had no their medical stuff. You know, there's a concern about they couldn't really handle. When the island got bad and some developer snuck some guys in from Guatemala, they had totally eradicated. There was nothing for 4 months. They were like, we're good. There's nothing here. And all of a sudden, hey, and McCool had a 105 fever for 7 straight days and tested positive for 7 weeks. Like it was a horrible strain, horrible. Well, anyway, their kids in Belize couldn't do anything. So they're coming. So when they're in town, they brought them in town. And my wife told me they're going to the Dynamo, to the Rockets and to the Astros. Yeah, they're like, come on, kids, experience a little, do something.
Yeah, well, they own a resort there, a hotel and a restaurant.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
So we haven't made any money for like over a year, so let's go spend nothing, what we haven't made in Houston, as much as possible.
Yeah, they haven't. And there is no such thing as PPP loans in Belize.
No,
they're just waiting for and actually, I mean, they're open. Anybody who wants to go, it's great right now because it's not as packed as it usually is. And even when it's packed, you don't feel like it. But their place, the Phoenix, is open. We have one of our listeners went there 2 weeks ago. And he's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. He said, it's like being in Las Vegas. But he said, it was like whenever I went to Vegas and when the pandemic first, you know, when travel restrictions first lifted. Mm-hmm. He goes, there was no one there. It was awesome. He goes, I'm sitting there doing all this stuff in Belize, and like I'm deep sea. He said, I'm snorkeling, and I'm, you know, we're fishing. We're going to the island and doing he goes, there's nobody here. And I said, that's what I love.
Yeah.
That's what I love. I like going to a movie theater with nobody. I would think right now is a great time for me to go to the movies.
You know what? You know what movie theaters don't like? When you're the only one there. Okay.
Yeah, they don't like
That's
it, but great. I like it.
I know you like it.
I like it.
But let's think about others, Lance. Think about you being able to sit and eat your popcorn by yourself.
You think movie theaters as we know it are done? Some people say, slow down.
It'll come back. It'll absolutely come back.
But our habits have changed.
This is going to pass in a year, then people are going to go out.
So my kids saw King Kong, so they saw King Kong versus Godzilla on HBO Max because it's first release there. You're seeing first release movies now on HBO Max. And
well,
Hulu
because
and
because you have to see first release.
But
movies.
But do you think that'll be the new model?
No, you don't.
No,
I think we've had pandemics, you know, in this country for centuries now, and things get back to normal.
But those weren't movie theater. But that's like
there were theaters.
But that's
then.
Like he's saying, well, we'll get back to standard satellite and cable bills. We'll get back to normal. No, sometimes your habits
change. I still
have
a standard cable bill I just got that was horrific because I'm buying all these movies now.
45% of people have changed. It's clearly heading the other direction. Oh, newspapers will
back. Look at him.
Our newspapers
He doesn't. He steals everything. All his television.
I don't steal them. No, I pay for.
No. Newspapers. Well, then why? Well, that's different.
But
just like beepers aren't coming back. Technology changes things. But
exactly.
People are still going to want to go out to a movie in a big screen and watch it there.
I don't know.
It depends on what the movie is.
And people will start going to sporting events again.
No, sporting events, yes. Movies, you can consume what you want to. Well, first of all, sporting events, people, there's a huge block of people who want to go to a limited amount of seating. I really think people's consumption habits have changed massively and rapidly.
Well, yeah.
And if they didn't lean into it with movies,
we'll see. It's an argument. We're having an argument about nothing.
I wouldn't have put it on.
I'm telling you, people like to go out as opposed to just staying home all the time. They like to go out for a night. We'll have a nice night out. As a matter of fact, my wife just said that. Well, let's go out and do something tonight.
Okay.
And we're going to go to a movie.
Our age group, yes.
Yeah.
The ones below us, no.
Well, those people
Gen Z's
don't do
not even having sex. They don't even have sex.
See, well, that's,
now you sure they're going to go out to movies? They want to stay inside and just be weirdos.
I mean, it is a weird people. Those people are weird.
Hey, you guys want to go drive and get your driver's license? Nope.
What's so interesting about that?
Well, do y'all want to have sex? Nope.
No.
Okay. Well, all right. I can't do anything with this.
When you're
sick, I can't do anything.
If you're
with this.
16 and you don't want your driver's license or sex, then yes, everything it will change. Everything in the world will change.
Well, that's going on right
well,
now.
Well, those people are unbelievable, and I like to say those people.
Sex is dangerous, gentlemen.
Oh yeah, it is. At some point, we're just going to have sex and start exploding.
There's only one good thing that happens in sex, like throwing a football. And two things terrible could happen. You could either get someone pregnant or catch an STD.
Right.
It's just like throwing a football.
Well, and only one of the three things are good.
Yes.
Right.
The other two could be horrible for you.
People enjoy having babies, Del. I don't know if you
do
heard.
Do they?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Practicing they enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know about the actual.
People actually want children sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're young and you don't want a kid, there's only three things that could happen and two of them are terrible.
Right, right, right. That's
That's why you abstain. And so, now abstinence is bad.
What?
I just feel like Gen Z is not about abstinence a religious thing. It's more about, I can just get what I want here at home.
Whoa.
I can just watch something on my iPad and be done
the
with
face
it.
Face and the noise.
Get out there and go chase.
What?
It's what builds
get out
character.
There. Don't say go get out there and go chase.
Yeah.
It's what builds
that's
character.
What, that's
don't,
what Deshaun.
Don't
you
say.
Learn. No, I don't mean like that.
Don't say chase. Find yourself a companion that you like.
Yeah. Don't say do that.
The don't
hunt.
Say chase.
It's the hunt.
Don't
oh,
say
online
the hunt.
So you can go to.
No,
y'all
you
can send each other Slack
you,
messages.
You can go out, but don't.
You
use
don't even
chase.
Have to chase anymore. You just go on Tinder. So
yeah,
that's a chase at least.
Don't.
It's not a chase.
Well, at least it's doing something.
Stop comparing right into your snare every time.
Stop comparing it to hunting, please.
And you think movies are coming back.
Stop
and you think
it.
People going to movies are coming
yes,
back. You
people
see
are
how easy
go to
this
movies.
Is?
People
guess
are going
what
to
the swipe left is? Streaming your movie?
Yeah, no. People like to go out. These
really?
People will actually age and like to do stuff.
They're not going
to
want to go reverse technology. Go, you know what we want? VCRs. You don't reverse technology.
Not reverse a giant
less,
screen.
Less convenient. Oh, really?
Yes.
You mean the group of kids who will watch entire movies like this off
on their
phone?
Phone?
To me, that's like baffling. How can you watch a whole movie
no.
on a phone?
No,
well,
they don't do that.
Well, Alec can watch.
And
he
they
watched all of the Office on his phone.
And they
well,
would ask,
the Office is different.
And they
that's
would ask
TV
you
show.
This. Well, you know what's weird to them? A man laying a towel down on his bed and eating his dinner. So
why
we all
they
have
want to get
yeah.
stuff on there.
We
all because they're all sitting at tables.
We all have
properly.
Our issues. We all have our things
no,
that we think
at a
are weird.
Because you don't want food to get on your bed.
Why are you in your
what?
Hiding in your
you
bedroom
want food
eating
to get on your bed? Why would you not put
you're
a towel
hiding
down?
In your bedroom eating dinner with the food
where's
towel?
Where's the family while you're doing this?
Well, he's hiding from them, obviously.
I know.
No. When the family's not in town, or any chance I get, I'm going to go watch TV. I don't put a towel down if I know I'm not going to be messy. I just sit on my bed and watch my show.
Think of this.
Eat, because you know what I like to do? Eat alone. You know what I'm not trying to do? Go and into a giant movie theater and eat with 1,000 people.
So you're just nope. like the youngins. You don't want to be around
yeah, but
people
for
either.
Watching for lunch. For lunch. That's what I like for lunch. I don't want to be bothered. Hey, you want to go somewhere for lunch? Yeah, by myself.
What?
And I want to have headphones in. And guess what I do?
Watch your show on your you're a
it
Gen
is,
Z, you're Gen Z.
Yeah,
you watch your show on your phone.
I'm LZ. Here's yeah. the other thing I'll do: if you watch Banshee on your phone in a public place, you have to be careful because sometimes things start slapping together, and you're like, oh, that can't be here. And
it watch it on a plane.
That can't be here at Weishi Sushi.
Watch it on a plane
on an iPad or a or a big computer screen.
All right, 713 ESPN 90. That. How did we talk about Lance McCullers and then get to slapping on Banshee?
Look at your partner.
Yeah, that is true. Time to talk right now about HR&P. HR, you know what? HR is going to call about his slappy phone. Slappy stuff happening on his phone. It could happen, all right? While he's in there in his office watching Banshee doing stuff. Here's the deal. If you have problems with any of your employees, then all you got to do is call HR&P. We have done that. Okay, well, hey, we have an issue with this employee, and we get advice from HR&P. That's what they do. That's what and they give you the best advice. And they going forward, you need this advice. Otherwise, if you do stuff, it could possibly be illegal the way you're handling things. And, oh, by the way, you could possibly be sued. So you don't want that. What you want is experts having an HR issue solved for you. And all the payroll and all of your taxes, it's just tremendous. Right now is tax time, and if you're somebody that's doing this and having an issue with your Affordable Care Act or just issue with the taxes, period, you don't need this. You don't need that that payroll company that you have, and you certainly can't do it yourself the way HRP can do it. So go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Brantley wasn't feeling that well, and then Bregman had to protect his, you know, his legs. And, I mean, that's something that might be going on all year, and the same thing happened with Altuve. He's played every game, and he was, you know, I had to think about tomorrow and the rest of the season. And we certainly, you know, didn't want to lose Altuve because he's worked so hard. And
yeah, well, Altuve's hitting 318, Brantley 310, Bregman 286.
What about him talking
Correa
about
Correa? Two, how about Correa batting fourth last night?
Yeah,
and going 0 for 4. And Alvarez is only, I would have thought it was higher than his slugging and his on base is pretty good. He's 806 OPS, but
he's hitting, still hitting well.
Yuli's two for four. He's hitting 410. He has
his quest for 400 this year. Yuli's,
he is hitting his ass off. He has in all of last year, I think he may have had one multi-hit game all of last year. And now look at how many multi-hit games he has already this season. I mean, I think it was one or two that he had all of last year. He is really, really hitting well. Yuli's doing a hell of a job so far. He's got one, two, three, four multi-hit, five multi-hit games already. And I can look at last year. I think one or two last year. And 60, well, there were only 60 games, but still. I mean, five already. In the first couple of weeks of the season. That's awesome. Way to go, Yuli. Yuli looks like Yuli, professional hitter, is back.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
I like it. Are you a little concerned what he said? Just kind of very nonchalantly mentioned this could be an all season thing with Bregman. He's having to do this with his legs. Yeah. Just kind of, this may be going on all season. Like, what?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Huh? And then he mentions Altuve too.
Yeah.
Hmm? Wait, say that again, Dusty? Does that bother you at all?
No. Well, how
this
about
early in the
that,
season?
How about that Bregman homer in the first two games, and he sat him the third game? That was like, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, this is clearly a team strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on health, that doesn't bother you at all? That concerns me a little bit.
I mean, it concerns me. Bother is probably the wrong word, but it can. Yes, it concerns me that our guys. Well, I don't know. You got to find somebody that can hit right now. Holy crap! Yuli's the only guy in there, but they're. They don't come up with a hit that they have to have, like, ever, right? And, well, in these four games, anyway. I mean, you get runners on, and they just are not putting anything together. They're not, you know, there's no merry-go-round going on with on the base paths. And that's got to – they really, really need to get some decent hitting with runners in scoring position. It's just not happening right now. It's a long season, and guess
what? Yeah, but during this little mini stretch, it is a problem.
Well, they do, yeah. But this is the same. These are the same guys that destroyed it the first week of the season, and maybe it's just being home. Whatever the case may be, those Crawford boxes sure do look appealing to the other team, and not very much so. You know what? Maybe they're just tired of that same stuff at home every day.
Maybe you're starting to play into
maybe
it.
Maybe they want to go road games.
You're playing into it with. You're leaning into what. I've been told for years and years.
No. I didn't say they don't want to be around their families.
Oh, they just
maybe
want
they're just tired of that same old home stuff.
They
want to go chase on the road.
Oh, I don't think that's what you want
to
play.
Well, I mean baseball. So you know what? The Crawford boxes aren't nearly as appealing as they used to do.
Run that
used
back.
To be.
Just run that back. Roll that backwards.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Crawford
all
boxes
players' wives
don't
like,
look the same anymore.
Players' wives are like, excuse me?
I don't know.
What are they doing on the road?
No, I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
Listen. Excuse me, Joe West. Did you see this?
Yeah, let's go to Joe West.
Joe West.
Joe West got paid.
Joe West did get paid $500,000. Way to go, Joe West. Hey, Paul LaDuca, and actually, I thought it was a great story, and we talked about it.
I remember here for that.
You weren't here for that. We talked about it on the air. Paul LaDuca told a story on a podcast that Billy Wagner was on the mound, and Joe West was behind the plate.
Oh, yeah.
And Billy Wagner told, hey, just put your glove outside, 2-3 inches outside the plate, and I'll just hit it there. And LaDuca goes, okay, well, what? And he's going to call strikes? Yeah, he's going to call strikes because I give him, when he comes to town, I let him use my, Joe West loves a different kind of cars, you know, older cars, antique cars or whatever. And so when he comes to town, I let him use mine. So don't worry about it. He's going to call strikes for me. Sure enough, boom, LaDuca says, sure enough, boom, I put my three balls outside, all strikes. He rings the batter up and goes. Well, Joe West said, no, I don't. What are you talking about? Took him to court and beat Paul LaDuca. Well, one of the reasons is when Joe West was behind the plate, Billy Wagner didn't pitch. So, I mean, it was there was clear evidence that this never happened, that Paul LaDuca made the story up. Now, Paul LaDuca may be remembering it. Maybe Billy Wagner told him the story or whatever the case may be. But Paul LaDuca was never part of the story.
No.
And he lied about it.
Yeah, and that hurts a reputation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're basically saying there's a guy who is willing to alter results in a game. Good. Good for Joe West on that. And let me tell you, if more people started catching these lawsuits for slanderous things being said, libelous things being said, and slanderous written, all of a sudden, I'll bet you people would tighten it up. And you'll people, you gotta have free speech. A free speech. No, you don't have the right to tell lies on people. And you don't have the, no. So if we would start tightening it up and start suing more people's asses for intentionally, flagrantly altering truth to make someone look bad, which I think more lawsuits need to come. We can slow some of the Twitter noise down where people are so reckless. Hold them accountable. If people are held accountable for intentionally lying to injure another person's good name, I'll bet you some of that stuff shrinks up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they do? Did you watch the QAnon documentary on HBO Max, Into the Storm?
No.
So it's 6-part. It's really interesting. And the guy, so one of the guys who started a message board, 8chan, which was responsible for a lot of people went there, and it was a pretty rough message board. Like, it was literally anything goes. It was, oh, First Amendment, you know, this is freedom of speech, First Amendment. And it was some bad stuff. Well, anyway, that guy finally realized, this board is pretty toxic, and he wanted to shut it down and all this stuff. He had sold it to these two guys who become really the story. These guys, I think Jim and Ron Watkins, I think their names are, who they're in the Philip. Like this guy, he's in a wheelchair. His name is Fred something, and he's got some disease, and he is the guy who is in the Philippines. And then the other two guys are in Japan, but they're American citizens, but I think they have dual citizenship. Well, anyway, and they're really responsible for, they're the administrator, the son is the administrator of the message board. A lot of people think he took over as he became Q, that he was the one doing this stuff. QAnon drops this Japanese kid who's like 29 years old or whatever, so Japanese American, and he's with his dad, who's this American guy who is almost like a professional wrestling valet or manager, if you saw him, one of the creepiest guys I've ever seen. Well, what was interesting is that the guy named Fred in a wheelchair, you know, now they're arch enemies. They used to be together, and he's trying to shut down this site. He thinks it's really bad for the country and all this. So anyway, he calls the, you know, he's trying to literally shut down their company, hurt them in any way he can, and he calls them senile. At one point, he calls the dad senile. Well, in the Philippines, that is considered to be slander. Like, so this guy, Jim, filed a lawsuit against him. And this guy had to leave the country before they show him literally racing to the airport, trying to get out before the indictments came down, where they would have shut him down and he would have been stuck there. Minimum sentencing, 6 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, that's for saying something on Twitter. And you should see how he's like, I just somehow, I wish I would have never done this. I always feel like the internet's just the internet. You know, it's a different world. And then the real world's a real world, and now I realize that actually the internet and the real world all are the same thing, and all I could think of was, yeah, no kidding. If more people realize that the stuff they do behind a keyboard and all that stuff, if they were held accountable for that, man, that would dry up. All that nonsense would dry up. But I was like, 6-year minimum.
Wow.
For calling a guy senile.
Well, just come back to the States.
You guys on brisket stuff and you guys on mock draft stuff, y'all would be in prison right now holding someone's pocket.
Back to brisket.
Holding someone's pocket for talking about my mock draft.
What about your brisket? I mean, there is proof, as opposed to Joe West, there is proof about your brisket.
Show me the proof.
Oh, there's pictures. The initial picture you sent.
Where I cut the edge?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even cut in the middle. Show me the proof. Okay.
I'm parched right now.
Good luck on the weight pile later today.
Just thinking about it
right now. Good luck on the Filipino weight pile today.
Okay.
Oh, I wish you lived in the Philippines. You'd be in major trouble right now.
Wow.
You couldn't do a radio show in the Philippines.
No, all I do is tell the truth.
No, all you do.
I'm parched thinking about your brisket you sent out.
Maybe the Astros need to play road games.
Needed a chainsaw.
You'd be in Filipino jail all the time. Those sports talk shows are never.
I never slander.
Deshaun, what? You couldn't talk about Deshaun Watson?
Speaking of which, there's more news, and we will do it on the other side.
Is there?
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Del, have you seen this? Is this acceptable? Put your foot up here, Lance, for everybody on Twitch to see this. Have you seen this?
I saw it when he walked in.
Del respects the drip.
So, it's neon. It's like,
I wouldn't call what you do
like
drip.
Oregon thinks that's too bright.
Nope. Look, I don't mind the brightness of the color. It just doesn't really go with what else he's wearing. That's all.
He's got a black shirt, gray shorts, and he's got these like...
I don't have to match the whole
neon. I'm not saying
match. I'm not an NBA shoes player and socks, who needs they to match.
No, I don't mind that.
You shoot your socks, match your shoes.
No, I went my socks. It's just, I ordered these socks on purpose to go with these shoes.
It's just a lot
drip,
of
drip.
It's just like drip, drip, from the from, drip, stop doing that from drip, the from the hat drip, to the shorts drip, is like whatever. And then he adds this spice to it. They don't really go together.
No. What? They're
and it's really unnecessary. No one can see him.
No, I know, right? But if he walks around, people will see that. Drip, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm going to the he stays in that office. The food court today to do my walk and get my samples. So, yeah, they'll see it
Wait
at
minute.
The biggest drip in the world,
Hold on.
The Galleria.
You know,
the biggest flex in the world where people dress up to go to the Galleria.
You know, I don't know how to approach this without getting fired, but, you know, I can't even. Golly, I can't.
You probably shouldn't. If
I'm trying to
feel yeah, if you think this is unacceptable, then I don't think you should do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I had to turn my mic off just
my
so you.
Gosh.
I turned my mic to
say that.
You.
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Yeah, I would do that. Do that.
No, don't say it.
Don't. We don't want to lose a.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
We don't want to lose a producer.
Although John
We'd
said
have to
stuff,
train Trey.
Like, yeah. I don't want to have. To
I mean, the parents are like, "Let's get him great shoes."
No, you said it's.
What about his haircut?
Too much. Oh, that's. John, some things stay off mic. Remember our other conversations? Remember?
Can't talk about that.
No.
All right. So anyway, I just was wondering why you were doing. Oh, you're going to the food court to get free samples?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Is this like a regular thing? You go to the Galleria to get free samples of food as opposed to paying for them?
Well, no, I pay too. But if they want to, if they're giving out samples, those two at the
why,
end.
Why is the Wednesday Max, sample day?
No, every. You've never been to the food court at Galleria.
No.
Every day is sample day for the two Chinese places that are right next to each other. They're in a war. Every day is
Can
a
Can you
battle.
Say Chinese places?
Yeah.
I think you're okay.
No,
I don't know.
They're literally Chinese
like you can't
restaurants.
Assume
Can
now
you say China Garden? Or do you just say Garden?
No,
Have
you
they?
Can't say Has now. Carol, and it just assume that they
right?
serve
Let
Chinese
me ask you a
food.
Question. Okay. Has Carol taken the name China out of Garden, China Garden, and just so as not to be offensive and just calls it Garden?
No. I'm just
saying. Why is she allowed to say that?
Well, because she's Chinese. You can't say
that. But how do you know
though.
She's offending people?
But she doesn't matter. She's Why Chinese. She can say it. Just no. like I could say.
But you don't, but people don't know that she is. Why
come
don't they
get
just
my
call,
Italian food?
I want to hit. That needs to be just
you
garden.
You can say, look, Wiener Schnitzel.
Nope, Yay. Garden. You what? Can't say W word anymore.
What? Wiener Schnitzel?
You can't say the W word.
Okay. All I'm saying, see, I can't say it because I'm not German.
So here's the thing.
I'm not
can
like
you. Get
you.
Samples? Can you get samples at Costco anymore? No. They've shut the whole whole game down.
So you got.
Can you get samples at the food court, which has been in play forever? The Chinese restaurants, the two, China Max and the other one, Hibachi. I can't remember what the other one's called. They don't even
know. Isn't Hibachi Japanese? Never mind.
Yes. No, it is.
Yeah.
That's how they get away with it. You can't have, it can only be one restaurant. So the other one's called like Hibachi something or Ichi something, and it's which is Japanese,
yeah.
And they serve the same things. It's just a trick. There was another place called Cuba Max, and I was thinking, oh, you'll get Cuban food here. They've got like one pressed Cuban thing, and the rest of it is orange chicken, bourbon chicken. They're all the same thing, but the two next to each other, it is – if I sit and go like this, what am I going to purchase? But I'm not going to. I go, what am I going to purchase? And they go, sir. And they gave me that. The other one right next to me goes, sir, hello, sample, sir, orange chicken. They're trying to draw me into theirs. And I go, this is where competition is good.
Yeah.
That's why they deregulated the Chinese
and then
food
you go
market
to Chick-fil-A.
Inside.
After that, you go to
they
Chick-fil-A.
They don't give samples.
Well, no, I know. But then you go buy a Chick-fil-A.
Sometimes out of respect, I
you actually pay for something there?
Yeah, well, I want the nice. Chinese restaurant nice to pay for it, yeah.
Out of, yeah, you feel guilty
Can I
about
try
it.
The, what's the jalapeno chicken taste like? No one ever tells you. It's spicy, it's okay. They go, sample? Yeah, okay. Before you're done. What?
A cereal sampler. I mean,
it used to be me and this guy, Sean Harris. Sean Harris, who is a longtime listener.
We know we've talked about this before,
big
right?
Big Doc fan.
He has?
He's talked about. And
oh, no. I know at Costco he used to do this all the time.
And
we have lunch there.
And I went on a rant about it, how these people recognize him and know, it's this guy again. They just.
You got to change.
They No, you're not fooling anyone. You're not fooling anyone. You're not fooling anyone.
Whoa, who's this guy?
Because just like the
people. Well, not with these shoes, I'm not going to.
With the green shoes.
With these lime yellow shoes, I'm not going to fool anybody.
Just like the people who came in every Monday when I worked at the Carney place. And you could tell, it's a limited day. So they're here. They're going to play laser tag all night. You recognize them. The people at those samples, it's this guy again. Well, yeah. He's not going to buy anything.
I wanted to see if you could, not now because of pandemic, but I wanted to see if you could literally survive a whole week on nothing but samples. And we were talking about doing this as a documentary, like a short called Sample Size Me instead of Super Size Me. It was a while back. But literally, go to different HEBs, the cooking connections. Those are shut down. Costco's, Sam's.
Do you think the world will ever get back to samples at box stores?
I do.
You do? But you don't think movie theaters will open? Okay.
Because I can consume. No, those are two totally different. You can still. Where do I consume my samples? Except at the box store. It's none. That's the only place to have it. If somebody told me, we'll send samples to your house. Okay. I don't have to pay for them? No. Guess what I'm not going to do?
I don't think they're going to send samples to your house.
Well, that's how streaming movies are at my house.
Okay. Anyway, Deshaun Watson. Apparently, one of the plaintiffs has dropped her civil case against Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Still 20. They have 20 of the 22 names that they need. And here's what Tony Busby had to say. This is a long post by Tony, but
that's okay. It's important.
Yeah, it is kind of important. We previously attempted to make available to defense counsel the names of the plaintiffs suing Deshaun Watson and intended to do so in due course. We were concerned about the safety of these plaintiffs and asked the Watson team to agree to a protective order where the identities could be used in litigation, but not broadcast to the world. The Watson team refused our offer of compromise and instead insisted that we amend our petitions to name these women. It appears the Watson team thinks that if these courageous women are forced to identify themselves, they would slink away and not pursue this matter. Watson and his counsel badly miscalculated. Due to the bravery of Ashley Solis to come forward publicly, and despite the death threat she has experienced, these women are now emboldened. Today, we are amending our petitions to disclose the names of the victims, even those not currently subject to any court order. The message to Watson's team from these brave women is, be careful what you ask for. We would also add that with regard to the new defense of consent that was proffered at the Friday Watson team press conference, we must say, Mr. Watson may now claim that he had consent to do what he did to these victims, but let's be clear, in their minds, he didn't have consent, period. And period is in capital letters. So one of them has decided that she does not want to come forward with her name, but the other 21 are coming, and they have 20 of the 21 names. Apparently there's still one that they need. But they have 20 of the other 21 names, and they will be made public, and there will be much scrutiny for these women, and there probably will be death threats because we're really a stupid society.
No, we Ashley Solis has already released the death threats she's had.
Yeah,
there's death
Which threats. Is so intelligent for those people to be, you know, threatening just her life
the point.
Because of Deshaun Watson.
All you're doing is making the point that God, I just, if there was some way, if people would stop being so chicken bleep and just say, look, we're going to strip your anonymity. You're not going to be anonymous. No, we're not talking about the accusers. We're stripping you on the internet, people who make these threats. Like, if you force somebody to register with Twitter so they couldn't be completely anonymous and that they were held accountable for that, if you threatened to kill someone, if you made a death threat in public, you would be arrested and prosecuted. But you can do it online, and people fight for that right to be a-holes and trolls? No. I hope they do whatever it takes to strip that, because maybe society can get back to being less a-hole-ish. Because that's unbelievable that these women have to deal with that, no matter what the case is. Deshaun deserves a fair defense and all that. This is something totally different. When you decide to inject yourself, and I do think some of the women, I do think there is the strategy is to eliminate some of the women. Some of them may not be valid and real. Some of them may be and just say, I don't want this heat. I don't want to deal with this. Right. I really don't. Because there's a good chance that some of them are that way, too. It could be both. But I think I truly believe that this is Deshaun's team wants it public to put pressure on them to reduce the number and that they're going to settle. That's what I think is going to happen. And they don't want to settle with everybody. They want to settle with as few people as possible. And I think this is one of the ways to do it. And I mean, that's just my opinion. I haven't heard that. That's my opinion. And if that happens, I think Deshaun will get something done by this summer. I really do. If Tony Busby wants to play ball. And if Tony Busby doesn't want to play ball, then it's...
I don't know what Tony Busby... That's the thing. What does he expect to gain? And how much does he think he can win for his clients as opposed to what kind of offer they'll make? And what they'll settle for.
Okay, so let me ask you this. The longer it goes, is that help Deshaun or hurt Deshaun?
The longer it goes probably hurts Deshaun.
It's costing him money, right?
Yeah. Well, because I don't think he'll be able to play football during all this.
Right. And Rusty Harden's
Wow.
So if you're a guy looking for leverage for the most possible money that you're going to find, which is what lawyers do, then what's Tony Busby's play? It's not to settle fast. No. It's to settle slow. And the only way to settle fast is for Deshaun to come up on that money.
Well, but
I mean, realistically,
but you also have to. Okay, so what is it worth for the alleged victims? What is it worth to go through a trial? And what do you think you can make as opposed to, you know, what Deshaun has already been exposed. He's already. And I don't think he'll be doing this anymore. I've done what I want to do, and he's offering me so much money. Maybe it's a little less than I thought, but I don't want to go through all of this.
I don't know that they're offering money right now until
No. When they do offer money, when they do, there will be some settlement. The Watson team has at some point has to say, okay, will you take this to go away? Will you take this to go away? Because it's just not worth it. First of all, I don't know that I can play football during all of this. So will you take this so that you'll just go away? Yeah, okay, I maybe rolled over and you accidentally touched it and all this stuff. You know, what is that worth to you? Because let's be realistic too. Just touching accidentally, or he exposed himself and I never did touch it, or whatever, he wanted me to and I didn't, whatever the case may be, that's only going to be worth so much money. Mm-hmm. The forcing the people to perform alleged oral sex on him, that's a different story. Well, now you're criminal. now that's sex, that's reaching into sexual assault as opposed to something inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the two worth? And do I even want to go to court with this? And, okay, you're going to give me that much? Fine, I'll take that. Let's just let this will go away. Deshaun's name has already been ruined. I mean, if one of your things was we want to stop Deshaun Watson, I think you've accomplished that. I don't believe Deshaun is going out anymore. I just don't believe that he's going to try to do this anymore in his life.
Look, somebody on Twitch says, "Ooh, I mean, if it's an addiction,
right? That's a problem."
No, I mean it's sex addicts or sex.
Yes,
addicts.
Yeah,
and right. I think it is a problem that he'll have to manage through. This truly isn't about. It's not about sex for Deshaun. I don't think it's about sex. I don't think it's about. It's about a conquest. It's about looking for something that got him excited at one point, allegedly. Well, it's not even alleged. This has gone. We don't have to say alleged anymore, right? Rusty's out here consensual sex.
Assault, right.
Yeah. No, I'm not alleging. I'm just saying, Deshaun, obviously, this is a sexual conquest of some sort or a power or maybe not power. Maybe it's a fetish, a fantasy that really arouses him. And this is what he does. And I don't know that just automatically goes. He's going to like that.
Well, yeah, but it's going to have to go
away. Oh, no, it has to go away.
All right.
Or you better find a way to deal with a fewer amount of people. And maybe that's not as fun to him. Like, this isn't a new thing.
I don't know. I don't know. But it does have to go away.
Because aren't they all strangers, like new people? That's classic sex addiction.
Yep.
Random people, new people, different times. You can't get enough. It's not doing it for you. And so Deshaun probably has a real problem that people are going to need to recognize. At some point it will come up that this is, I don't know when that is, but at some point he probably needs to say that to put a more human face on because he's got more of a predatory brand on him. And ESPN wrote a pretty good article that talks about the two sides and two faces of Deshaun Watson. If you guys want to read that, you can find that. I want to tell you right now that there are people – there are companies, I should say, that will take advantage of your loyalty to them. And when you go with homeowners insurance companies, what they do is every year that you stay with them, your numbers are going to go up a little bit. This happens across the board. Nobody's dropping rates on you. Your rates go up. And at some point, you really need to shop so that you can get that rate lowered. And my friends over at TGS Insurance, you can text the word money to 232323. What they do for you is they shop A-rated companies. A variety of A-rated companies, and they've got them right there in their algorithm. And as soon as you text money to 232323, it starts you on a process that lasts about 15 seconds. You heard that right. 15 seconds for you to get a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. Or if you're like me, they had a question about my roof, and I had to answer that question in a couple of basic texts, and I got the price back because my roof is a little bit different. I got the price a little later in the afternoon. But for most of you, you'll get it in 15 seconds. And you can find out how much they can save you with A-rated insurance. Text the word money to 232323. That's tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Josh Allen.
Listen to this guy. These chicks just wanted to be the next Mrs. Watson. It didn't happen. It's a woman scorn. See, this is what you're up against.
Oh, my gosh. Who
like,
said
it doesn't
that?
Matter. Somebody who wants to be best friends with Deshaun.
Oh, wow.
Somebody who wants to be Deshaun's best friend on the Twitch.
Wow.
But that's what women are up against. Like, oh, all these women, when Deshaun reached out to them in direct messages, they were all like, this is my big chance to be Mrs. Watson. If you wanted to be Miss Watson, let me tell you what, you're doing something.
And you're if you wanted to be the next Mrs. Watson, doing stuff during a massage session isn't the way to go about it.
No, that's not.
That's not the approach. That's no, just, no.
But that's what women are up against. That's what society's up against. People like this that are in Twitch that don't even like. It's not even a thought. You can't even think that there's a chance that your wannabe best friend could possibly have done something that was unwanted. And the thought is from that same guy is probably, if he did it, you should like it. That's a quarterback from the Texans. He makes a lot of money.
Famous
good-looking guy.
Yeah.
You should want that. You should want that attention.
Because that's what every woman is looking for, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Man. How could you not
that's
want that?
That's all they want, money and attention.
Yeah.
Okay, 750 ESPN, 97.5. You know, Josh Allen should know. He's told Trey Lance, ignore the doubters. Now, Josh Allen had plenty of doubts because of the competition that he faced. He didn't have receivers that could separate when he was at Wyoming. It was amazing how Josh Allen really wasn't wanted by any college teams. It was just amazing, that story.
Yeah.
I mean, big, strong kid with a huge arm and athletic as well. I mean, that everybody passed
on Josh
year.
Allen. I see this every year. How did Trey Lance go? Like, look at this kid.
Yeah.
How did Trey Lance get out of here? And it's he had some of the same issues. A lot of times you will have an injury the senior year of high school. That's one of the factors sometimes. And then other times it's just like for whatever reason, they're just not on him. Josh Allen is – Trey Lance and Josh Allen, with their physical attributes, that's weird in today's football recruiting cycle for them to not be in a bigger place.
As detailed and as comprehensive as scouting is now, for the high school scouting is now, that these guys slip through the cracks – and they play, they have to play in a plane where they play. It's just amazing. But it is something. He said, let me tell you something. You're always going to have doubters. I heard it all before. You're not good enough to play quarterback in the NFL. You're untested. Your competition is too weak. Ignore them. Get on the field and let your game do the talking. Watching Trey Lance throw at his pro day, he throws a beautiful ball.
He does.
He really does.
You know, so one of the things that's also happened, though, is that so colleges are also kind of – they're a little bit lazy also when it comes to recruiting. Like Kevin Sumlin told me years ago when I was talking to him about Quiz Rogers, he goes, people just don't watch – they don't watch tape. They stay off of – he said, my staff, we're watching tape. We're going to – no one's going to escape our clutches here in Houston because we didn't do our work. This is when he was at U of H. So it was a while back. But his point was that – and this is true. I'll bet you Josh Allen – Dell, you might know this. Was Josh Allen at ever any of the openings or the elite quarterback camps? Or if you're not at a Manning camp or the Steve Clarkson camp or the opening or the Elite 11 or whatever it's called, then you're kind of off the radar. Yeah,
well, I went through it with JT when JT was a junior. When JT was a junior and whatnot, he had to go to those. And they were made up. Trent Dilfer had his mind made up who his Elite 11 was before you even walked in the door. Because of the hype that was surrounding the kids, they were who was the kid that went to Baylor, and then he transferred.
Stidham?
Not Russell?
Stidham. No. He was offered by U of H. Anyway, he ended up at Baylor. Anyway,
a quarterback.
The minds were made up. If you didn't come in with a hype, you were done.
It's really
Then it grows. Oh, he's an Elite 11.
And it's also a business because the Elite 11, if your fan base is, if your team is offered one of those kids, you want to pay attention. It drives clicks. So it's not even just simply the best quarterbacks in his opinion. It's like, well, this guy has hype. We know people pay attention to this kid and where he will commit. We want to have him at the camp because it draws eyes to our product. It's a lot of that.
It's a vetting. It's a chicken and egg, but it's also a vetting process where, well, if you're in this, if you're in the opening, you're great. And they do a good job. I know the narrative, and I've been part of it for years, is that, you know, a lot of these guys with the recruiting services are like insurance agents who are doing stuff. And look, I look at 500 players a year. There's way more high school players. So obviously they're not able to see everyone, watch tape, and put the time in that I try to put in on every player. But I will say, they do, like, you'll hear people say comments. I bet you could back this up, Dale. There will be comments like, and how many times these 4 and 5 stars, these stars don't even matter. Well, the stars more times than not end up being right. Now, I'm not saying all 5 stars. I write up so many guys, and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy was a former 5 star coming out of high school. Somebody missed, but more than likely, it's a traits thing where he tested well, he had long arms, he came from a good school. But I run out of 5 stars all the time who aren't good players. I run out of 5 stars that are really good players.
Yeah.
and I run into 4 stars. And more times than not, and the 3 stars will elevate themselves, but more times than not, the 5 stars are a lot more successful than 2 stars. I can tell you that much. When I read through their little bios, I want to find out what their stars were, and there's a vetting process. But answer that one, Del.
Right. No. Listen, who has the best teams every year? The teams that 3 years ago had the best recruiting classes.
Yeah,
and they're usually. No, it happens
because Texas has had great recruiting classes.
Yeah, but
it's not.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't pay off. But for the most part. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, are at the top of the rankings, and they have the best teams.
Yeah, if you look at the playoffs and you look at the 4-year accumulation of talent, it correlates in terms of the high level of recruiting and the playoff. The thing about the whole stars don't matter thing, it's fine to say that, but just think there are way more 3 stars than there are 4 and 5 stars. It's just because they just throw most players in a pile and go, okay.
That's what it is.
You have 3 stars. So, of course, you correlate that to the NFL or pushes the NFL. This team is rosters full of guys who are 3 stars in the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, because there's so many more 3 stars. And then that's kind of how it plays out.
Three stars can correlate to growth, your growth potential. Like, if you've got growth potential still, but you're not there yet, you're probably going to be a 3-star because you haven't put on the weight necessary, the height weight that you need to. You come from a smaller school. And if you're not in these openings, if you're not on all these, you're not being vetted. Once you're vetted, then you can be recruited by people, because it's amazing to see some of the good players. And I'm like, man, how are they recruited? Like, but people, they slip through the cracks.
Not all 4 and 5 stars are created equal. There's a reason why Alabama will get a high 4-star and he won't bust, because it's not just his ability on the field. They have traits off the field that Alabama will look for and go, you know what? That guy fits what we do here. We won't have to worry about him as a hard worker or a guy who shows up to practice or will cause a problem. Those things come into play too that lead to success. So a 4-star someplace else, be like, well, he's a 4-star talent-wise, but what he does off the field doesn't really fit our mold. So he doesn't go to Alabama. He goes someplace else.
Okay, so finishing up this hour and heading into the next hour, for those of you that missed it, we were talking about, you know, people who lie on the internet. And Jay wants to know, can we arrest mock drafters if their top picks are a bust? It's pretty much a lie. Make mock drafts great again. And I don't think arrest would be, but I think we should be able to sue mock drafts.
What do you mean bust? You mean they just get the pick wrong or the guys aren't good?
If your prediction on the kid is going to be,
if you predict something player, and you miss, you need to start being arrested.
Well, not arrested.
If you tweet with a golf avatar, you need to be arrested.
What?
What's Jay's avatar?
It's Tiger Woods.
Arrest that man.
No, I've got a golf scene in my avatar.
Well, I guess you get arrested
too. I already told you would be out in the Philippines. You'd be doing right now, you'd be in your second, you'd be... Would he be, well, he and Sean probably, did he
I'm
say
not,
stuff
I might be
Sean?
A lifer.
Yeah, the way he talks so flagrantly about guys possibly doing steroids, the slander he puts on people, yeah, he'd be in jail for years.
No, all I say is alleged.
Not always. You don't always say alleged.
We have to come up behind you and pick up the crumb, say alleged. We just throw an alleged, like at church when it's the holy water and you're doing this and you got to.
I got it.
Alleged. Alleged.
758.
Alleged.
ESPN 97.5. Well, how about arresting mock drafters that get it wrong? Yeah, I think that should be part of
I'm for that. Of our how about society. Let's eliminate mock drafts? I'd like that better.
Ooh.
Really want to know the truth. Eliminate. Well, my editor goes, hey, you want to do another mock draft or nah? Nah.
Then what will your editor say?
Well, that was shocking to me. An editor said, do you want to do another one or nah? Nah.
No.
Nah. Yeah. You're giving me an off. Do I want to do one or not? You're saying I don't have to? I choose B. Don't have to.
B. 759 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.